Okay. Welcome, Parsha Toldot. So Yitzchak has to move away from Abimelech and his people. The Plishtim cover up all his wells, so he needs to go out and dig a well. So he digs a well, and they say, no, that's ours too. And he called that place Asek, and he goes somewhere else and digs another well, and they say, you know, that's ours too. So he called that place Sitna. Then finally, the pasuk tells us, till they finally dug a well that nobody else claimed. So then he called that place Rehovot. So the Chavetz Chaim says, you know, why is the Torah telling us this about the different wells that Yitzchak dug? He said it's an important message about not giving up. That he started this process, he was looking for a well, so now he's going to finish it. He's not going to give up, he's not going to stop at a failure until he eventually finds a well. So he dug one well, and they claimed it was theirs, so he dug another well. They claimed it was theirs, he kept trying until he was able to find a well, dig up a well that no one else claimed to. So says the Chavetz Chaim, this is true in all areas. This is true in all areas of this is true both in business and in learning Torah. That sometimes you see we find ourselves struggling in learning. And so you might feel some yayush, some despair. Oh, I'll never be a Talmud Chacham. Oh, I'll never be Matzliach. So nope, you are not supposed to give up. So eventually if you keep working at it, you will be matzliach in your learning. You will find your way to learn. The Gemara Megillah, it's not in the Chavetz Chaim, the Gemara Megillah tells us, yegato matzata tamin, that you could believe a person who says, I worked hard and I learned, and that worked out for me. Don't believe a person who says, lo yegato matzati, I managed to learn a lot without working hard on it. Don't believe it. We work hard on it, and then eventually we are able to succeed in our learning. I happened to have been in the yeshiva library while the yeshiva librarian was giving a tour. And he said that one of the reasons the founding Rosh Yeshiva wanted the yeshiva library, which now has 90,000 volumes, and I'm sure you've been down there. If not, you should take advantage of an incredible resource, was that they wanted to show how vast Torah is and that there's something for everybody in Torah. So I'm not saying give up on any particular part of Torah, certainly not easily. You can always change seats and change chavrutas and do better chazara and find better aids. And if you need in English and whatever needs help. But even if for some reason you find yourself not particularly taking to enjoying or finding success in one area of Torah, there are many, many areas of Torah, even within an area of Torah, like in Chumash, you can choose your favorite Perush. There's so many, they have hundreds of Perushim on Chumash. You find the one that you most relate to and learn, and there's a lot of Torah to learn out there. And so just because one Perush, you find yourself struggling with, there's much more to Torah, and you should certainly look and find your place in Torah. And that's what I recommend to Talmidim here. When they come here for the year and they want to find their place in Torah and Avodas Hashem. So one of the things they need to do is find the area of Torah that, let's say, you don't have to look at your watch for. Sometimes you find yourself learning and when's this over? You might not have found it yet, but there's definitely the area of Torah. Some it's Gemara and, Yechidei Skula, but some it's Tanakh, it's Machshava, it's Halacha. That shouldn't be frowned upon. Whatever area of Torah you can look in and be matzliach, and that's the one you should go for. Chavetz Chaim says, what we learn from Yitzchak, keeping to dig this be'er, which seemed, I'm sure while he was doing it, like an exercise in futility. Every be'er he dug, they all of a sudden claim he didn't give up. That was true about digging a be'er. That's true in business. That just because one business venture, one day the store doesn't have many customers, it doesn't close to the next day. Obviously, if it fails over a long period of time, it might. But you don't just give up after one little failure. So too, in learning, people are very quick to give up on the enterprise, and they really shouldn't. keep working at it, yagato matzata tamen, believe it, if you work hard on it, it's possible you might be matzeach in your learning. So I wish you all luck.